From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Oh, wow. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. What is it, a Monday morning? Obvious as all get out. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is indeed the broadcast for July the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And without a doubt, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I had a delightful weekend. Hope you had one as well. We, of course, were live on Saturday. We had our guest on, Mr. Stuart Rhodes, founder and president of Oath Keepers, Guardians of the Republic, oathkeepers.org. And we talked about psychotic, dishonest headlines from Salon. Stuart Rhodes, they say, the founder of the right wing Oath Keepers militia, was spotted by a Salon reporter at CPAC in Dallas on Friday sporting a CPAC official pass. Yeah, they say the CPAC was a carnival of extremists. Wow. And conspiracy theorists, all shapes and sizes of conspiracy theorists, yeah, combined with January 6th supporters, showed up in Dallas. Organizers didn't even care that there was all kinds of conspiracy theorists and January 6th supporters. And then these Salon people had the audacity to say that Stuart Rhodes was harassing them. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, they were harassing Stuart Rhodes. You can tell by their psychotic, dishonest, deranged, unhinged headlines. All shapes and sizes of conspiracy nuts, plus January 6th supporters. What is a January 6th supporter? Yeah, despite accusations from Democrats, no January 6th protesters have been charged with treason or sedition. See Douglas Golden with that piece. So they want you to believe that somehow Stuart Rhodes is a criminal. Somehow people that went to January 6th and or believe the January 6th desire to have accountability on vote fraud. Somehow any of us people were like birthers and truthers and January 6th supporters and conspiracy nuts and wackos. And this Salon reporter went up to Stuart Rhodes literally going, how did you get in here? Why are you here? Asserting that he was a criminal or somehow not legitimately there. Well, he's got a pass. He attends like everybody else. He's a free man, innocent until proven guilty. See, criminals at the FBI, believe it or not, took Stuart Rhodes' cell phone. After 2 weeks, they gave it back, and he's still guilty of nothing. See, that's the point to be made here. All right, now Congresswoman Joyce Beatty got arrested at a voting rights protest event. They had a march at the Capitol just a couple of days ago, and she and many others got arrested. Talk about insurrection. So why isn't that a insurrection and overthrow of the government with Joyce Beatty and crew? Also, insurrection leftists, agitators, literally blocked every entrance to the White House just a couple of days ago. They issued demands to Joe Biden. Article. Kevin Catapano, the Western Journal, with that piece. Left-wing group dumps cow poop at White House entrance. Demands Biden take climate action. Okay. This is crazy, folks. But anyway, there you have it. So they harassed Stuart Rhodes, this Salon reporter, and then turned it around and claimed that he harassed them. You think guys like me are running around looking for Salon reporters? Okay, the way they wrote their headlines against all of us. Because are you a January 6th supporter? Well, it depends on what you mean by January 6th supporter. I'm not a supporter of anybody who might have committed violence against anybody at the Capitol. But I am a supporter of going there peacefully, hearing President Trump speak, rally the troops, so to speak, then going peacefully to the Capitol to say to your congressman and senator, who work for us, by the way, we'd like you to look into this vote fraud scenario. We pray for our country. We believe there's a problem here. But see, you can't do that in America now because the liberals, sadly, for the most part, try to control the narrative. They're losing, by the way. Several participants of the January 6th event at the U.S. Capitol are now taking part in one attorney's re-education program, which involves watching movies about topics like slavery or the Holocaust, reading books, etc., as they await sentencing. This is bogus, ladies and gentlemen. It just shows you how criminal they are. You're not even guilty, but yet now you plead guilty because you're fearful that if you don't, you're going to get the book thrown at you. Intimidation to the highest level. They tried that with Ammon Bundy. It didn't work. Anyway, all I'm telling you is what a shame. Great interview with Stuart Rhodes, though. Second hour, we had on, well, we were going to have on Richard Mack, but we didn't. What happened to my body, my choice? Charlie Kirk, AmericanFreedomReport.com. Yeah, so when it was murdering babies, it was my body, my choice that women would say. Now with the vaccinations, you're not allowed to say my body, my choice. No, you're killing everybody if you don't get the vaccine they want you to believe. Never mind that dozens of people who get the vaccine also get the COVID. And people who have got the vaccines and or got COVID have been killed by both. By the way, the feds protected Hunter Biden. U.S. attorney in Delaware kept Hunter Biden's investigation secret during the 2020 campaign. Yeah, time had come to issue subpoenas and issue search warrants and everything else, but he didn't do it. Yeah, didn't do it. Why? Yeah, they didn't want to take any actions that would alert the public to this fact. So while they attacked Donald Trump with all kinds of allegations of criminal activity, and there was none, they knew that he wasn't guilty of anything. They kept up the drumbeat. But you know what? U.S. Attorney David Weiss was urged by officials involved in the case to avoid bringing this up about Hunter, thus Biden. That's election fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And that's conspiracy fact. Let me get this straight. That's conspiracy fact, not even conspiracy theory. The feds literally protected Hunter Biden. They didn't go and prosecute as they were normally going to. They held it off because of the election. They wanted to give Joe and Hunter and everybody else a pass and protection, ladies and gentlemen. That is criminal vote fraud right there, plain as day. Because if people knew the truth about Hunter and Joe and the criminal activity of the Biden family, and if they realized that President Donald Trump did not have any guilt relating to the allegations made. You make allegations on one side and hold real evidence on the other side, and now you've manipulated an election. By the way, a race-motivated agency also spying. Article by Katie Edmondson. It's called an obscure federal office operated for more than a decade as an unaccountable police force inside the Commerce Department, using extreme and unauthorized police tactics. Yeah, they got caught, ladies and gentlemen. Tucker Carlson also goes all in and lays out truth of 2020 election. The deep state flat out undermined the new president by opening investigations into things that he never committed, while at the same time withholding real evidence against Hunter and Joe. Jason Miller, I guess he started GetTR.com, a new website, to take on Twitter and others. We'll see what happens with that. We'll keep an eye on that ball for you. Anyway, that's a wrap, but can you believe all the criminal activity going on in America? Lowell Nelson, welcome back, sir. CampaignForLiberty.org. Really quick, so vote fraud. They made all kinds of allegations against Donald Trump about criminal activity, and not a single one of them have stuck. Not a one. But the drumbeat was so loud, so constant before the elections and during the elections, it was shocking. And then it turns out that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden literally had criminal activity against them, evidence in hand, ready for subpoenas, ready for search warrants, and the prosecutor decided not to take it on before and during the election. That alone is vote fraud. If you vilify one side when there's no evidence, and then you protect the other side when there is evidence, forget all the votes, forget all the counting of ballots and everything else. This is blatant vote fraud and proof of conspiracy fact, lol.
You're exactly right, Sam. And it's the complicity of the media with the wrong side of, well, the bad side, the dark side of people in politics that makes that happen, I guess. I mean, you've got the media spinning the stories one way. You've got corrupt politicians, prosecutors, on the other hand, working hand in glove with the corrupt media. And that's the result, I guess. That's all I can say, Sam.
And it even goes all the way to the House of Representatives, who used all kinds of false evidence as they impeached Donald as well, right, as a run-up to the election. Imagine an impeachment on one side when they don't have any evidence, and it turns out the facts were blatantly wrong. The media participated, got caught lying, had to print retractions. The House still used it as evidence as the impeachment happened. At the same time, they know full well that Hunter and Joe have criminal activity, ready for subpoenas and ready for search warrants, and they do none of it. And the media covers it up as well. So you got the prosecutor in bed with the media on one side to withhold, and then the House in bed with the media on the other side to make allegations that didn't stick and weren't even true. All right, we'll come back, talk about a little bit more. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of Liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fung, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. So I'm saying to you that what more positive proof do you want? On one hand, it literally goes to the House of Representatives in bed with the media. The media told lies. The House used those lies in the impeachment proceedings. They all got caught. Donald Trump, guilty of nothing. They claimed he was the big insurrectionist trying to overthrow the republic. There's not a single charge against Donald Trump literally 6 months later. On the other hand, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they have full well evidence. There's been an investigation going on since 2018 that's continuing now. And they were ready to submit evidence. They were ready to issue subpoenas and issue search warrants. And there was a cabal, the attorney, and those responsible said, we're going to hold on to this and not let it roll. The prosecutor's not going to prosecute because there's an election coming up and or eventually happening. This is flat out criminal conspiracy, fact proven. I don't know how it goes to higher levels than that to make the point, and everybody wants to say there's no election fraud. In my opinion, that can sway the mind of the public. You think one guy's a villain, the other guy squeaky clean, turns out to be just the opposite in reality, and they knew it all along. And the evidence they used in the impeachment turned out to be false, much of it. I mean, I don't know why people aren't arrested for this, lol.
Yeah, it's, well, the wrong guys are in charge. It's the opposition that's in charge, and so they are making a decision not to arrest the real perpetrators, the real bad guys, because the real bad guys are the ones in charge. They're not going to arrest themselves. So it's collusion. It's bad news. I mean, you just don't know what you can do unless you get good, upstanding, law-abiding, rule-of-law type people in charge.
Well, and there's only one way I know to do that, ladies and gentlemen, and it starts with this reminder about political leadership school, Lowell.
It does, Sam. Certainly, the people in the levers, with the levers of power, if they are good, honest people, then you're going to have a government that's going to be far more respectful of your of your freedoms, of your liberties. And but if you have the black hats, the people that do not respect the rule of law in power, sitting in the halls of Congress, your legislature, or in the councils of your city government, whatever, wherever it is, then you're not going to have transparent government, and you're going to have people there who don't respect your freedoms, your liberties, running the asylum. So this school really is. It's training. It's going to provide information for activists on how to get the right people elected and how to make the people who do get elected do the right thing. It's very persuasive when you have a lot of your constituents clamoring for you to do something. Politicians will do what they clamor for them to do. And how do you go about getting a group of people to unify on a particular issue and push the politicians to do something? Well, that's what we learn in this class. We learn the tools. We get the inspiration needed to do that. Now, Sam, this class that's going to be in Sandy on the last day of this month, Saturday, July 31, is one-third full at this point. That means there's about another, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 seats, 40 seats, I guess, that are available. And if you live near Sandy, Utah, you need to be in this class if you want to have an impact on upcoming elections at whatever level of, of government you wish, whether it's your city council, maybe it's a service district, maybe it's a school district, or a county commission. Wherever you want to make your influence felt, the smaller the jurisdiction, the bigger influence you will have. Normally you pay hundreds of dollars for this training, Sam. This is amazing training. I've been to well over a dozen of these schools, and you normally pay hundreds of dollars for this, but this school that we're doing here in Sandy and all of the ones across the country are basically done at cost. You pay $50 for this school, $30 if you're a student, and that includes lunch. It's an all-day event from 9 to 5 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And you learn this amazing stuff. I know that our audience is across the nation, Sam, so I just wanted to tell people how you can get information on a school near you. You go to a search engine and you enter, FACL Political Leadership School. FACL is Foxtrot Alpha Charlie Lima. It stands for the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. That's the school that they provide the teachers. These are nationally acclaimed teachers that fly out to your location and teach these schools. You put the FACL Political Leadership School into a search engine, and you can find a FACL school near you. Now, I went to the website just last night, FACL-training.org/schools/events. I'll say that again in a moment. And I saw the list of upcoming schools for the next 3 months. There was one last Saturday, July 17th, in Casper, Wyoming. Two this weekend, July 24th, one in Bowling Green, Kentucky, one in West Bloomfield, Michigan. I'm just going to say a couple more so people get the idea of how broadly these schools are sprinkled across the country. There's four of them on July 31st, one in Sandy, Utah. That's the one I'm hosting, one in Cincinnati, Ohio, one in Springfield, Missouri, one in Gainesville, Florida. And then I looked at August. There's 14 schools in August, Sam. One in North Carolina, Kansas, Alabama, Virginia, Washington, Miami, Florida, Florida, Indiana, Georgia, New Hampshire, New York, another one in Florida, another one in Alabama, one in Massachusetts, and the list goes on, Sam. So FACL is endeavoring to provide this marvelous education to activists all across the country. And as you look at the impact of mask mandates, business closures, lockdown orders, there is a lot of civil unrest. I can feel it, Sam. People want to do something about this tyranny, this oppression, but they aren't sure what to do or how to do it. Well, at this school, you're going to learn how to do it and what to do so that the way you spend your limited time and resources becomes the most effective way to spend your time and resources. So that's the scoop on this school coming up, Sam. We're going to learn how to make an impact politically and get the good people elected, not the bad ones. Sam?
And ladies and gentlemen, the website is facl-training.org, right?
That's right. That's Foxtrot Alpha Charlie Lima. That's the four letters FACL. FACL-training.org/schools/events.
All right, there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. And there is a school in Utah, too. Sign up immediately, end of the month, July 31st. The preciousness of remaining human, a very important thing to focus on. There's a new website Lowell wants you to know about. It's called PanData, PANDATA.org, right, Lowell?
Exactly right, PanData.org. Has a boatload of great information about the so-called pandemic. PanData stands for Pandemics, Data, and Analytics. They call their organization PANDA, actually. Pandemics, Data, and Analytics. It's a group of multidisciplinary professionals who just got together. They looked at the global reaction to COVID and to lockdown in particular, and they correctly perceived that as overwrought and damaging to the point of causing a great tear in the fabric of society. So they established PANDA in April of 2020. So that's been, well over a year now. And the thing I like about their website, Sam, is that it is so well done. It's a professionally done website. I mean, these guys are international scientists. They're doctors. You might recognize the name of Scott Atlas and Jay Bhattacharya as members of PANDA's Scientific Advisory Board. These are well-respected members of their this group, well-respected, have credentials a mile long, and have great experience and insights on the effect of the lockdowns. I mean, for example, Sam, they provide some sobering numbers. Basically, 150 million people pushed into extreme poverty by the lockdowns, 130 of them threatened by starvation. Over a million child deaths will come because of the lockdown. Lockdowns are deadly in developing countries, so pretty serious stuff. It's a wonderful website, pandata.org, Sam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a doctor in Canada to tell you all about, an American hero, even though he lives in Canada, right? A hero worldwide, I guess you could say. People love liberty around the world, and we're here to tell you about them in seconds with Lowell Nelson.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
80 wildfires have burned well over 1 million acres in 13 states out west. More than 19,700 wildland firefighters and support personnel are assigned to wildfires. Montana is reporting 18 large fires at this time. Idaho has 17. California and Oregon have 9 large wildfires. Washington, 7. And Alaska and Arizona have 6 large fires. As the ballot recount in Arizona has turned up improprieties, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has demanded Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs turn over evidence in the 2020 elections. Hobbs has told auditors they cannot have hard drives and other items associated with the election demanded by the Arizona Senate. Texas and 8 other states sued to halt DACA, arguing that President Barack Obama lacked the power to create the program in 2012 by executive action because it circumvented Congress. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon in Houston agreed, barring the government from approving new applications. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com. With promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Gunshots rang out outside the Washington Nationals baseball game over the weekend, giving us a breakdown of what happened. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Fans ducked for cover inside the dugouts at Nationals Park on Saturday night. An announcement was made over the loudspeaker to try to keep everyone calm and inside the stadium.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we actually remain in the stadium.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire. An uninvolved citizen that was attending this game but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Police said Sunday they're looking for the suspect's vehicle, a gray Toyota with a missing hubcap. It was displaying a temporary Virginia tag and had dark tinted windows. The Toyota Corolla was captured on nearby surveillance video. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It is important to remain human, ladies and gentlemen. Pandata.org. They want you to believe somehow that you could just destroy every human interaction with no repercussions. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. Straight from Satan, it's a lie. Satan wants to destroy all human interaction, human affection, and normalcy. Don't let him do it. Dr. Charles Hoff is his name. He's a Canadian doctor. And wow, he's speaking out boldly, Lowell.
He is, Sam. We often say on this program and on other radio programs, I hear it said that there's numerous doctors and scientists who refute the official narrative when it comes to COVID. And so this morning, I just wanted to take take 3 minutes to 5 minutes, whatever, and profile this one doctor who's doing exactly that. And, you know, because we want to know that there is pushback, and we want to know that there are truth tellers out there, because that's encouraging to the rest of us who want to tell the truth, who want to be subscribers of the truth. And that's the case here. This Dr. Charles Hoffe lives in a small rural town in British Columbia. The town is called Lytton, L-Y-T-T-O-N, Lytton. Excuse me. They're in Canada. He has administered over 900 doses of the Moderna. Okay, I sneezed. Excuse me. 900 doses of this Moderna experimental gene therapy, mRNA COVID-19 injections. He observed the severe reactions in his patients, the 900 patients, and he sounded the alarm about it. Well, what did he get for blowing the whistle on the Moderna shot? Well, he got a gag order, came from a judge. And he defied the gag order. He told the public, despite the gag order, how the Moderna injections killed or permanently disabled indigenous people in his community. Well, he was punished for going public with his observations. He was fired from hospital duty, lost half of his income. But Dr. Hafe is a hero, Sam. He risked his reputation. He risked his career, maybe even his life. I mean, who knows, to bring this important information to the public. This is what he found. He found that the blood clots that we hear about, about which the media claim are very rare, they're the big blood clots, the ones that can easily cause strokes and show up on CT scans and MRIs and stuff. But the clots that he was talking about are microscopic and they're too small to find on any such scan. They can be detected only using the D-dimer test. Now, I don't know what the D-dimer test is, Sam. I don't know that much about it, but apparently it's a test by which he found evidence of small blood clots in 62% of his patients who took the jab. And he said this further, Sam. He said, quote, "These people have no idea they're even having these microscopic blood clots. The most alarming part of this is that there are some parts of the body like the brain, the spinal cord, the heart, and the lungs, which cannot regenerate. And when those tissues are damaged by blood clots, they are permanently damaged." End of quote. So one of the things that's crystal clear in my mind, Sam, is that this so-called pandemic is a means to an end, which is the domination or the control of the human family. You know, we've talked about the blood clotting aspects of the COVID jab before, and this is just further evidence. You know, when 2/3 of the people who get this Moderna injection show up with blood clots, you know there's something wrong with it. And we just can't be encouraging people to take these stuff because they're going
to
end up.
And what they want you to believe, is this doctor was a rock star, a great man, an educated man, true to his cause, true to the first do no harm policy of physicians. He was a stellar man until he went wacko, conspiracy crazy, bat crazy on us, right? And now he's not to be trusted, not credible, not legitimate, not, in fact, he's lost his marbles. He probably ought to be arrested for peddling false information. Do you see how rabid crazy these people are?
It is just mind-boggling.
Doesn't make any sense. Why would this doctor throw his career away, lose half of his income on this situation? 62% have heart damage, he says. They have teeny, teeny blood clots. The only blood clots you hear about are the big ones where they can't ignore it. In this case, though, you have these tiny blood clots that you can't even see in normal, ways of telling. You got to do a special test to know. But it turns out 150 million people are pushed into extreme poverty. 130 million people threatened by starvation, ladies and gentlemen. 1.2 million child deaths from the lockdowns. Lockdowns are deadly, folks, everywhere, but especially when countries and peoples are living hand to mouth. This is criminal, lol, what they've done. And more and more and more evidence comes out as more legitimate people stand up every single day.
Well, that's right, Sam, absolutely. And thank goodness for the people who are standing up and speaking out. I mean, I would never take the jab simply because I don't believe in vaccines at all. I believe in the strength of my own body, immune system. But there are many people in the world who do rely on doctors, and so you've got the big pharma pushing this vaccine, so-called vaccine. It's not a vaccine, folks. It's just a cocktail of drugs, gene therapy, basically, is what it is. And they want you to take it, and you need to be asking why. You need to understand the risks involved, and blood clotting is one of the very real risks of taking the jab. So you it's your decision, folks, but you need to have full information. And thank goodness for courageous doctors like Charles Hoffa, who are standing up and just simply giving the rest of us the benefit of the observations that he has made after having given 900 doses of this experimental gene therapy injection. So hats off to him, Sam. He's doing a great job. He's a hero.
Well, and sadly, this guy believed at the start, right? He gave them the benefit of the doubt. That's another, in my opinion, critical part of the story, is that he trusted them. He carried out his, quote, doctoral duties, if you will, per the standard lie. And then when he watched his patients, he went, wait a minute, something's wrong. In my opinion, it's even more of a hero, because it's one thing to start down that road. It's another thing to admit the error and turn and say, you know what? I'm not doing this. I went in good faith here, but now I see the truth. That takes some real guts. And that's why I say this guy's an American hero. Most physicians would have went, well, I'm not going to put my credibility on the line. I might not be willing to give these vaccines anymore, but I'm not going to blow the whistle, or I'm going to save my career, save my hide, or whatever. He did none of those things. Anyway, incredible. In my opinion, what a hero. What an absolute hero. All right, it reminds you of this comment by this, what, Russian, what is this guy, a poet?
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, yes, one of the great writers of yesteryear. He it is who said, we know they're lying. They know they are lying. Okay, so first he said, we know they are lying. So we mean in the common people, and when he's talking about they're talking about the establishment, right? We know they are lying. They know they're lying. And they know we know they're lying. We know they know we know they're lying. But they're still lying. End of quote. That's Alexander Solzhenitsyn, one of the great writers who I greatly admire. He only passed away about 40 years ago, Sam. He's relatively recent in our history. I think it was the 1980s or 90s, maybe, he passed away. But we got to push back, and we got to push back hard against this attempt to dominate and control the human family, Sam, because big pharma and big tech and big science, they all want to dominate the human family. And we need information. We need truth on our side. We have truth on our side. We just need to talk about it more and more and push back hard against this insidious attempt to dominate the human family. And this next story from Gary D. Barnett does just that. It's posted at lewrockwell.com just Saturday, 2 days ago, about an earth-shaking video on BitChute. Now, this is an interview of Dr. David Martin, who just, I mean, he must be a patent attorney or something. Maybe he's a doctor. I'm not sure exactly. I need to watch this video one more time. I've seen it just once, but it will knock your socks off. He seems to know the last 20 years of patents relating to coronavirus, and he's going to give some information which will just knock your socks off, Sam.
Hang tight. More in seconds. Lowell Nelson, this is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about an interview with Dr. David Martin, who is this Gary Barnett. Highlights this in an article. It's a BitChute video where the interview takes place, right, Lowell?
That's right. Exactly right.
This is serious, serious allegations. Just so you know, David Martin's a PhD.
Okay. Yeah, and he to me anyway, he seems to be a patent attorney. I mean, he reviewed thousands of patents relating
to... He's with a group as a physician that's worked on medical and patents of that sort. So he's not a patent attorney, but he is a PhD doctor, and he's worked with all kinds of international organizations on patents for decades.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know who he is and all the details. Yep, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll pick that up when I watch the video for a second time. It's that important. I think it's an earth-shaking video. One of the things he does in this video, he quotes Peter Daszak of the Eco Health Alliance, who made the following statement in 2015. Okay, so this is 6 years ago. Peter Daszak said this.
Yes, quote, Daszak. That's right.
Daszak, okay, we, quote, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process, end of quote. Now, that is an earth-shaking statement because it shows that these people who came up with the coronavirus, the so-called novel coronavirus pandemic, they planned this, and they were seeking a way to get investors to give them money. Basically, it's a money-making venture for these yahoos. And so, you know, Barnett writes this. He says, with this kind of solid evidence, all involved should be fully exposed, and prosecution of these criminals should be an easy task. Well, it just reminds me of how you started the show, Sam, talking about people who are corrupt, not getting arrested, not being held to account, because they're the ones in charge. And that's what's happening here. The wrong guys are in charge, and they are getting away, literally getting away with murder, Sam. The effect of these lockdowns is murderous on the poor populations of the world, especially those in developing countries. It's murderous on the middle class here in this country and modern countries. It's crushing the middle class. And so I just totally recommend that people listen to this interview with Dr. David Martin and listen to it a couple of times. That's what I'm going to do. We can pick out some of the highlights from this interview. Barnett mentions them in his article, and they're just earth-shaking, Sam. There is nothing novel about this biological weapon. There are over one, and I'm just taking these highlights now. Here are the highlights. Over 120 patented pieces of evidence suggest the declaration of a novel coronavirus entirely fictitious. We're injecting a synthetic spike protein mRNA sequence that is a computer simulation of a sequence that has been known and patented 4 years. Now, the goal is to inject spike protein. The mRNA vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine, does not meet patentable, legal, or clinical standard for vaccine. One last highlight here. According to the FDA's own standards, this is not a vaccine. It is a biological weapon. It is an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective. The medical pharmaceutical industrial complex needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus medical countermeasure, and they needed the media machine to create the necessary hype, and accordingly, investors would follow where there is profit, monetary profit. So those
and that's why, ladies and gentlemen, when we speak out and tell the truth, they want to say we shouldn't be allowed to even tell our story. They want to control the narrative, and they want to shut anybody down who doesn't go along with the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. There is no Delta variant at all. The novel coronavirus is not novel at all. Okay, the COVID-19 was patented decades ago, ladies and gentlemen. VaccineImpact.com with the details. All right, this is serious business. And the problem is, I don't know that we can even get the word out. Because people will just be like, oh, you guys are conspiracy nuts. Oh, you guys, because the mainstream press in bed with all academia, in bed with government, in bed with all kinds of government health organizations in the United States and globally, and they are going to send the goon squad. They are going to send the strike force team to your door. They're already starting it in a county in North Carolina. And it may come to a county near you. I pray that it doesn't. But ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do when the COVID Biden strike force team knocks on your door? Well, John and Deesha Whitehead wrote an article about this very thing. Just want to be left alone. Lowell?
That's right. A week or two ago, President Biden said this. He said, quote, now we need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes going door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people to get protected from the virus. End of quote. Wow. Seems like a public service, huh? Well, let's remember.
Well, here's the other problem, though. There was some Texas lawmakers that went to Washington, D.C., and they got the cocoa, and they were all vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't do you any good anyway. In fact, it actually...
Oh, yes, they say it makes it to where you don't get it as bad, lol.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. 99.9% of the people don't get it bad anyway.
Right. And the people who do get it and then take the vaccine, take the jab, they have a higher death rate among that group of people than among those who have taken the jab not having had... COVID.
That's because it gives you blood clots, sir.
Mm-hmm, exactly right, Sam. So even Biden's press secretary, her name is Jen Psaki, on July 6th confirmed this in a press briefing, confirmed that the Biden administration is putting together this strike, this team, these task forces to go around and in a benevolent sort of way, have conversations with people on their doorsteps in their own neighborhoods, government agents knocking on your door, encouraging you, persuading you, coercing you to take the jab. That's what they have in mind. And so John
and Anita, and there's
White
another side of this coin, Lowell, and documenting if you won't.
Oh, yeah. They're going to take notes. They want information from you. They want to know if you have taken the jab or whether you're going to take the jab, and they want to know all kinds of information about you. Well, do you believe in God, maybe? Do you believe in the Constitution? Are you a Bible-thumping, God-fearing Constitution adherent, right? They're going to be taking notes. And so, you know, you need to know how to respond when the goons come and knock on your door. And Whitehead does a great job here in this article posted at ronpaulinstitute.org talking about what you ought to know and what you ought to do when the friendly, smiling face of a government agent comes knocking at your door. And the very first question you need to ask yourself, well, do you have to open the door? You know, well, of course not. No, not unless the agent has a lawful warrant based on probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. You don't have to open that door. But most people, you know, particularly, you know, in my neighborhood, Sam, we're conditioned to open the door when the doorbell rings or a knock is heard. So what I'm suggesting is that, and what whiteheads are suggesting here is if you have a door peephole, you know, one of those things where you can look outside the door and see who's out there, that's always good advice, whether we're in this environment or even 20 years ago. You need to know who's knocking on your door. Or some people have these new Ring doorbells where you can see on your mobile device who's knocking at the door, standing there wanting to gain entrance. Maybe the big bad wolf dressed up like Little Red Riding Hood. And so you need to see who's out there before you decide to open the door. Now, most of the times it'll be a neighbor wanting to talk with you, and that's fine. But if it's a government agent, then maybe you shouldn't even open the door. Because if you open the door and start talking, this is what they call a knock-and-talk visit. This is well-known. It is a well-known device in policing circles, this knock-and-talk. And basically, it's a fishing expedition. They want you to, they want to get you to say something that would incriminate you. And then they're going to use that information against you. Well, you need to know that you have no obligation to speak with a government agent in this situation, this knock and talk situation. They don't have a warrant. They're just there on a fishing expedition. You don't have to talk with them. And if you do speak, ascertain who they are, find out why they're there on your doorstep, you can stop speaking at any time. You also, Sam, you also have the right to order the agent off of your property. And if the agent does not leave your property, then you're free to call your local police, your county sheriff, to report a trespass. Because, you know, there's this, it's okay for people to come onto your property, knock on your door, and visit. But at some point, if you order them off of your property, then they must leave, or it is considered criminal trespass. And
what I'm likely to do if they come to my door, Lowell, is I'm likely to open the door. I'm likely to ask them questions and dominate the conversation. Mm-hmm. So I open the door and I say, who are you? I'm taking notes. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Do you have your vaccine card? Because you're awful close to me. You should back up because there's social distancing and you're on my porch. I need you to step back, please. Now, who are you and do you have a vaccination card? I would like to take a picture of your vaccination card. Furthermore, whose errand are you here on? Who gave you papers or authority to be here? Okay, who do you work for? And I think that you dominate the conversation by just asking them question after question after question. Where do you live? What neighborhood are you in? Are you going to your own neighborhood or just mine? I need a copy of your vaccine card to make sure you're truly vaccinated. Because there's been people that have been faking vaccinations. And how can I find out if your vaccination card is real? Because, you know, there's been people that are out there that are scammers these days, and they used to call me on the phone. Now they come to my door. And so I got to vet you very well. I got to know who you are and who you work for. Who's your boss? And I would just ask them so many questions they want to leave.
I like that approach, Sam. And that's going to work very well for you because of your personality, which is fantastic. I mean, you're going to be very polite.
And as soon as we're done with the questions I have for you, since you're on my porch, I can answer your questions, but not until we're done. And if you don't want to proceed, then you're free to leave. Otherwise, I'm glad to engage and glad to document everything that I can because you're giving me permission to do that, correct?
And let's so see how quick the video they cooperate. Recording. Yeah, start a video recording on your phone before you start the conversation, Sam. And people will be
Amen
very interested in the question, the way that the agent answers your question.
Wonderful. They're not going to be too eager to answer my question. They're going to want to go to the next neighbor.
Of course.
And if enough Americans are smart enough to do that, they'll decide that it's not worth their time. They'll be shut down so fast. And the reason that I want to ask them all these questions is not only will it take them a half hour, but they'll be under the questioning of Sam Bushman. But then it'll be hard for them to get to more homes as well. Thank you, Lowell. We're flat out of time. God save the Republic.